I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the NXT After Show. I'm Emily May. We're going to break down this amazing show that happened tonight. We got the queen is in the house. We got the Bruiserweights, the Undisputed Era. There's so much happening. But I'm not alone.
No, you're not.
No, I am not alone. I hope not. All right, to my left, I got the king, Jim Alexander.
Oh, I know. I get a clap. That's pretty good.
Woo!
So this should be a stable.
golf clap.
Yeah, you know it's me. Get more for me next after David introduced himself.
Awesome. And then also next to him, I have David Christopher.
Yes, David Punk Rock Christopher. Punk What's Rock going Christopher. On, guys? How you doing? Good to be back with you guys. How's everyone feeling tonight?
Yeah, you're the one half of the AfterBuzz Wrestling Recap Tag
Team champions of the world.
Oh, we missed Flobo. He's out and about fighting crime, but he'll be back again next week. We miss him too.
Hopefully.
Shout out to you, Flobo.
Let's see, moved on to better things.
All right, so we had such a crazy night tonight. There's so many people, like Charlotte showed up. We have so much to break down. We have some Velveteen Dreams happening.
Yes.
And we have Bobby Fish fishing for fish. Something's happening.
How much fish could
Bobby Fish fish if Bobby Fish fish could fish?
Something like that, yes.
Something like that. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. There you go.
So we're going to break it down. First, we start off with this big promo. We got the Bruiserweights in a golf cart. They come out with the Dusty Rhodes Classic trophy in this beautifully decorated cart, you know, and, you know, John comes out, we got Riddle, and Undisputed Era shows up.
I'm just, first of all, I want to say I love this team with Dunn and Riddle, just the way they have such a good time with each other. I mean, it just, Riddle's whole attitude, man, is just so fun, you know?
It's polar opposites.
Yeah, exactly, but it just, like, works somehow, you know, which is, it's weird, but cool at the same time, and I just love just how, you know, they just keep giving, you know, Undisputed Era a hard time, you know, they come out, they're all riled up, ready to fight, and you got, you know, Matt Riddle just kind of like, whoa, guys, like, just making fun of him. I love that whole vibe.
Matt Riddle's like, oh, I'm really cool. And then Pete Dunne's like,
like, let's get to business.
Yeah, let's get to it.
It's still cool.
What do you think?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Beginning. You know, this is like the beginning. They start chanting. They have this chant about the fishing and they're ready. So
I can
what do
take
you
over
think?
Here. This is the beginning of a, this is the beginning of a turn. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get a summer. I mean, hopefully not SummerSlam. A WrestleMania weekend takeover. I think it's going to be Riddle versus the Bruiserweight. I think that's where it's setting up to.
Yeah.
They might even win the titles. They kind of should, actually.
I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should, because it's so stay on Undisputed Era. Those guys have had it for so long. Take the titles off to make it seem like they're an actual tag team, and then when the turn happens, it's going to be that much more impactful.
I think so, too. I mean, Mania, that's pretty soon, though. Do you think, I mean, if they do win the titles, do you think it's going to be that soon to have the turn?
Yeah, because, I mean, they win the titles, what? What is it, next Sunday? Right? So you're going to have at least a month and a half to kind of build this, you know, a tag team thing, and maybe they'll drop it surprisingly, and then a turn happens. Yeah, you can totally build it. You have enough time to actually, because they already been through the tournament together, so we kind of believed in this team now.
They've already, like, built
so, yeah,
up
yeah,
their
yeah, they have a gimmick, they have the card, they have the trophy, so they're building enough to us believe and kind of ride with them, and the turn will be surprising.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not to cut you off, Em. I mean, if Riddle or the Bruiserweights win the title and they carry it for say a month and a half, who do you think would be a suitable team to take the titles from them?
You see, I don't. Maybe you give it back to the Undisputed Era for now.
No.
A rematch. I hope it doesn't happen. But I mean, how many viable tag teams do we really have right now? You know, in NXT that are, or maybe someone like Mustache Mountain. You know,
that'd be
like,
cool.
Yeah, someone new, up and coming, in a sense, and you can give them a good rub from it. I think they could get a good push having a tag team.
Yeah.
Because right now, I feel the tag team titles are just being almost put away on layaway. You know, like, they're on Undisputed Era. It's just an accessory for them. They're not really putting over the titles much. We need to see someone elevated with these titles. I think it will help this angle between Riddle and Bruiserweight, but then it will set up a lot of other things by having those titles.
Yeah.
Tag team titles.
I mean, I love seeing Riddle and Dunn together. I think, you know, I think they make a really good tag team, and I could see them taking, you know, the title at TakeOver. So,
yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I've been saying this for a while now, but it's time to pull that gold away from that Undisputed Era.
Totally.
And to that whole thing, I think, is just kind of overdone now. At this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it's
and
just
we'll
stale.
And we'll get into it. And like, this whole episode was full of Undisputed Era trying to find that next fight, and I think it definitely built up to the end of this episode, where we have a brawl in the middle and we have a brawl at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk about it, but it gets really, this is like the beginning where we see a glimpse of like what can happen and where it's going.
Right.
Any other thoughts on this? It's just the beginning.
I just love it. I mean, it was great. You know, just action from the beginning. Of course, you know, these two feuds, these teams have been going at it for a while. It's what you want to see. So it was exciting.
Yeah, it's a plan. It's planning something new and fresh, you know, potentially, especially for TakeOver. That would be a big match, Dunn versus Riddle. I think that would be huge, you know, for TakeOver WrestleMania weekend.
So the next thing coming up, the next match of the night is Garza and Isaiah Swerve Scott. And so we saw earlier this week that Garza totally decimated Rey Mysterio on Raw. There was a whole match where very crazy and upset. And then, so Garza wants this other title opportunity. And so now it's against Swerve. Right now, tonight, he wants this challenge for the cruiserweight. So how do you feel about this match?
Well, here's the thing with my whole thing with Garza right now is it's very interesting to watch what is happening with him, because he won the title and then he lost the title right away, which threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him go over to Raw now, which is like the bigger show. And then he just, decimates Mysterio. And obviously now he's back in NXT. It's like, so what are we doing with Garza? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I mean, sky's the limit for the guy. You know, I think he should have carried the title a little bit longer. But are we moving him maybe to Raw or, you know, one of the bigger shows? Or what are we doing?
But he's a floater right now.
Yeah, but I mean, either way, he's got all the room in the world to do, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, my main question that you bring up is, like, what do you do with Garza? Because they're kind of putting him in all these different spots.
Right.
And what do you think this means for him at TakeOver in Portland? Like, does he have a shot at it? Like, how do you feel about it?
Well, they got to pick a lane, but right now what they're trying to do is have him fill the void for Andrade. Right on Raw, someone's got a feud with Kareel, and you know Zelina introduced him on Raw. So I think he's going to be jumping between both shows, and he could be the champion. He could regain his title and still appear on Raw. I think it'd actually add him more legitimacy to the title if he's appearing with it on Raw. So you can do both. You can have him. He should get that title back. I felt it was pulled too quickly,
I agree.
And the guy's on a roll. He's getting over enough to be on both shows. I ride him hot, and I think it will give some prestige to a title if it's seen on Raw and it's back on him more so than anyone else.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Swerve and the work that he's been doing?
Swerve's amazing, and he's another one of those guys where it's like the potential's there. He could, I mean, if they just catapult him, I mean, he can handle it as well. You know, and this kind of match, like I say, is always fun for me to watch because I love the high flying, the fast pace. You know, again, it was a back and forth match. It was always fun to watch and see the innovation that competitors like this bring to this kind of match, and so I enjoy the match. And Swerve, again, he can handle it the same way, you know.
Yeah, I felt like Swerve was very focused tonight. He was just ready to fight. You know, this was another opportunity for him to get, you know, in front of something that he wanted.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So,
but they can't be fighting against each other. That's not a good booking because both guys need to be over separately. So Swerve getting pinned is not the best thing for him. He looks good in a ring with Garza. I mean, they can work both really well, but both need to be separated from each other because they both need to be built up on their own.
I will say, though, a pin from Garza isn't necessarily that bad. I think you can get away with that one with Garza because of the streak he's on right now.
True. Yeah, it's not like you're getting a job or something.
Right.
Garza's over right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at least you're losing to someone that's definitely being pushed. Agreed with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So we see, you know, as we talked about at the beginning, we have Undisputed Era that's kind of wreaking havoc in the locker room, you know, trying to hunt down Ciampa, and cuts this poor guy's hair.
Who's that dude? I want to know, man. Is that
man.
What did this kid do, man? Did they pay him a day rate?
Oh,
is he getting 8 for 10 hours?
Is it a haircut
got
bump?
Some extra money. It was. So again, it's building up this, like, what is happening? They're hunting down, you know, this big fight, building to this big brawl in the middle of this episode.
I love this, though, because it reminds me, it's like a throwback almost to, I mean, so many things back in the day, even, you mm-hmm. know, the NWO.
The bullying.
Just kind of like, I love that. It's so fun to watch, and it you know, obviously builds up that suspense, and then just to see the ruckus, you know, just picking on people, and just being bullies.
It's who they are. You know, I think you need to show them more as, I mean, we get them kind of bullies in a ring, but we kind of need these backstage segments too with them as a group, you know, to kind of even put him more over as heels and bullies.
Yeah, I mean, I really loved this episode because you really had a lot of the story and the action-packed stuff happening behind the scenes and in the locker room, and I think that was really good to see. And I think it helped kind of establish this big pinnacle moment at the end.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to say a quick shout out to the chat. What's up, Joseph Boza?
Yeah.
How you doing, man? Antonio Banks. The normal, we got Charles Cernagel. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. What's going on, guys? We just want to give some love to you guys out there in the chat. Thank you for joining us.
Likes my jacket, Strata.
Thank you for tuning in. So we have all this Undisputed Era going crazy in the locker room, backstage. And then now we have one of your favorites.
We have
Dijakovic and Killian Dane, the Beast of Belfast. And they're, you know, we see that, you know, Dane confronted Dijakovic at the PC. So again, they're building the story. They're building the story. And so again, we see that the last few weeks, Dijakovic has, you know, beaten Damian Priest, and
he's on a good stretch.
He's on a really good streak.
He's getting pushed rightfully so.
What do you think this means for, like, the North American Championship?
I think it's great. I think it's going to add more credibility, more just relevance to it in general. And I think Dijakovic, you know, I said before, he's a great athlete. He's fun to watch, big, powerful guy. And then, I mean, the whole thing with Keith Lee, like, their history together, which is cool. They've, you know, they're going to tear it down. They always put on good matches together. And just the chemistry that they have, that's going to be fun alone. And then this match was great, too, in itself. It was awesome. And I think it's cool that Dijakovic is getting that push.
Yeah, so what do you think, what did you think about the match?
I love that my boy's been getting a push, rightfully so. He's tearing people down.
I know you love him. I've loved him from day one.
Day one when he debuted, I called it, so, on this show. But the thing is, I don't know if Keith Lee's the right guy. Even though they have chemistry, since day one, really, Keith Lee was the guy that he brought him in with. I just think that Keith Lee's on a roll. He just won the title. And my boy is just rolling through people. You don't want to have them go against each other because someone's momentum is going to be stopped at that point.
Well,
you know,
maybe.
Either
Dominic's going to
lose the title, I mean, the title match, or Keith Lee, but Keith Lee can't really lose right now. I just think you put that off to later. You build both of them separately still even more, so there's a collision. That's another WrestleMania takeover match for me.
I think you could probably keep it up until WrestleMania. Say, for instance, you keep this feud going. Like,
but they
one
had
wins
a long time feud going already.
True.
It's like, I think this needs to be culmination of their long time rivalry at TakeOver WrestleMania. I'd hold it off for now. Keep on building Dom, and keep on having Keith Lee, you know, go over people with the title. I just think it's too early. You don't need to do this at Portland.
Well, we still have like a week or so. You know, one more NXT before the NXT takeover in Portland. You know, we're building to WrestleMania, as you said. So do you really?
But he's got the title shot. He already.
Yeah.
I basically.
So they are gonna have the
they're
going to
have that match. I just think it's too early.
Right. But say they tear their house down, which we expect them to do, right?
Right.
And it's a great match. Say Keith Lee retains.
Okay.
But then we get the rematch and we build up from there going into WrestleMania, build up the hype, the anticipation, maybe have Dijakovic even just take down some more good opponents, you know, and just keep that build going. Yeah.
Do you see someone else taking Dijakovic's spot? And
no, it's his spot. I mean,
but say after takeover, depending on what happens,
spot
is
in what though?
Like challenging? Is there another challenger that you see that could take Keith Lee?
I think it's a good spot for him right now, man. I think he's the one. I think
I
it
just
makes
think
sense.
That would be a good takeover WrestleMania because these guys have a built-in history. I think you're giving away too much in this sort of, I wouldn't say meaningless pay-per-view because it's obviously setting up for something, but I think like the Riddle versus Bruiserweight, that should be a Mania takeover. This Keith Lee versus Dom should be a Mania takeover because these are big time matchups with built in kind of feuds. And I just think giving it away too early, even if you want to do a rematch, we've seen them fight already, right? This should be the big blow off kind of match. This should be the big culmination. And I don't know how much you can run with this story all the way through Mania, especially if they have a match here. I think you could do... You could have done a different feud for now quickly and then built up that whole month and a half. I just think they're doing it in reverse.
Yeah, it's
an interesting take.
It's an interesting spot to be in. Yeah. And I can see your side, Jim. I can. I think regardless of either way, it's going to be a fun ride. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to put on a good match, no question.
Exactly. Love Keith Lee. Rye Guy, do you want to give us a quick promo on why?
You got it. You got it, Emily.
Ryan's doing promos?
You got it. I got this quick promo. In the words of Thunderlips from Rocky 3,
nice.
Behold, Thunderlips in the flesh, baby. Yeah. The ultimate man versus the ultimate meatball.
Who's behind
and
you?
And that's you guys in the chat. Please hit that like button, subscribe, comment, and rate us on iTunes. And it's for charity. It's for us, too. So please, y'all, go in there. This is like putting salt in your hand and throwing it over your shoulder. I am all about hitting that like button, and we are going to get to 100 likes one of these episodes. We're going to do that ice bucket challenge. So please hit that like, subscribe, and thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
You're a brave man.
That wants to take ice
off. I'm glad you didn't throw the salt shaker over and hit someone, so thank you for
that. Hey, what's going on in that studio? Who's behind you?
There's a lot of people back here.
Yeah,
a lot of people doing there. Their thing in
It's like Damien Priest at a club, man.
That's my bodyguard, man. They smell what the Rock's cooking.
Hey,
here's a good
King's Court.
Here's a good take right now in the chat, Antonio Banks, but I think we get Dream versus Cole for the title, WrestleMania weekend.
Yes.
Okay, that could happen.
That's a good take.
I miss Velveteen Dream, so I'm so like, oh, today was that reveal was awesome. So again, we're gonna get back to it. So again, we have more Undisputed Era, kind of like breaking in, hunting down Kushida, trying to throw him in trash cans.
The poor Kushida, man.
I mean, that's a bury.
They did bury
it. People hate when I say buried. What else do you want to call it? The guy got dumped into a dumpster. Okay,
don't recommend it. And then we have this like Balor and Johnny Gargano like quick little interview where they kind of have like a. The way I saw it was like a promo show-off kind of battle of the promos here where they just are really angry at each other and they kind of are building this battle. It's like, I don't have a heart! And it was intense. What did you guys think of this? Do you think it's building to a big match?
Go for it, Jim.
I mean, I'd say bring a demon, but he doesn't need demon for Gargano. Come on, he can take him out. No, it's just pushing further the heel, you know, character of Finn Balor that he's been going with. You know, I think it's just kind of trying to separate the lines more because he still has a lot of fans. They're still popping for him when he comes out.
Totally.
So, I mean, Gargano's obviously a major babyface, so you need that more of a separation. So he tried to take that upon him, you know, saying he's got no heart just to build more, you know, heat on himself there for his Gargano. But Gargano, I thought, was like yelling at him. He was like, you better bring it. Like, come on. Johnny, that was weak, man.
You have to bring it when you're like going against
But it's over the top.
It was an intense promo. It was intense.
But I'll give it to him. I think he did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole you know, no heart line. I mean, it's a villainous thing to state. You know what I mean? Like, I am evil. I have no heart. Oh, and then you have, you know, the good guy, like, intense and coming at you. I mean, it's entertaining.
I mean, they'll put on a good match. I feel like, I think, you know, as much as I'm not a big Gargano guy, I think he can work. You know?
Absolutely.
And so... and then Balor, we know, definitely can. So it'll be a solid in-ring match.
Woo. I can't wait. So we have another big match tonight. We had Mercedes Martinez versus Casey Catanzaro, the American Ninja star.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, Mercedes Martinez is a veteran of the industry. She's been around for 20 years, you know.
20 years, really?
Yeah.
It's like 19 years.
How old is she, man?
Long time.
She's been wrestling a really long time around the independent circuit. She's amazing. And so here we have two competitors, very different type of wrestling. Casey has a gymnastics background and American Ninja Warrior. So what did you guys think of this match tonight?
I mean, it was very interesting. Like you said, complete contrast of styles, not only styles, but size as well. Mm-hmm. Big difference. You know, I've met Casey being a part of the Ninja Warrior crowd.
Yeah.
I was on set for one of the seasons and she was there. And,
tell some backstage stories.
She's super tiny, but the heart in that
I heard
woman
she is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's super tiny. But I mean, she's got fight in her, you know?
Oh, totally. You could see her like fighting spirit,
yeah.
You know, every
and then,
time she's in the ring.
You know, just the crazy just aggression and strength of Martinez, you know, that match, you know, it was obviously one of those battles. It's going to be a battle for Casey, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. She's gonna have to use the speed that she has, you know, mm-hmm. the quickness, of course, the resilience that she has, which she did. It was a good match, but you know, obviously dominant was Martinez and she kicked butt, and I'm really liking what she's doing. I want to see her keep going up that rank to become like one of those fierce competitors that we see like Ripley or Belair, you know.
I don't know if she can get to that level.
Maybe.
I mean,
she's got
the story's
potential.
Been written on her, right, for 20 years, apparently. So I want to talk about Casey because I think she's got really an exciting thing. She's kind of the Ricochet, even though they're together.
Coincidence.
Yeah. But she's kind of like the Ricochet of NXT, you know, and I feel like she's young. She, like you said, she's got the Ninja Warrior background, mm-hmm. so she's very athletic and she's got that strength too to her. So I really want to see her push more because we barely kind of, I think she had an injury. She was out for a while. But I want to see her more featured and over. You see, in a match like this, she seems like she's just jobbing out in a sense to Martinez because they're pushing her over right now, but I want to see Casey in a legitimate spot where she has a chance to actually showcase and get over.
So I kind of disagree. Where I feel like yes, she was in a type of match that Casey might have going against this veteran that she might lose, but I felt like it was a great match where she totally could highlight some of her gymnastic flexibility and flims. What are flims? Like flips. Her flips and kind of just that style and that energy that she brings. So I feel like I do agree that I feel like eventually she'll have that type of match where she can be you know, take a win.
Yeah, I think
just to work her way up to it.
To agree with both your points, I absolutely, but I think we still need some more time with Casey.
I wouldn't feed her to Martinez right now because she's just going
to
go over her.
We have the Mercedes fever right now. We're going to take her in. We're going to like
put Casey in with some other young up and coming, you know, NXT developmental or whatever who they're trying to bring on a scene. I think that'll give a different vibe for you in perspective.
I think it would be interesting to see her with I'm totally zoning on her name right now. She came out in the tank. She's fairly new, or at least a good push.
Shotzi Blackheart.
That would be interesting.
They're pushing her too.
That's true.
I just want Casey with someone that's not being overly pushed. It's someone on her level right now that they're both trying to, you know, make it in a sense. So I think that'll bring out the best of a newcomer and her because, face it, we haven't seen much of her. You know, we've seen glimpses of her. So
here
I just
there,
don't
yeah.
think feeding her to people they want to put over right now is a good idea.
Hmm. What about Flobo's girl? Why am I zoning on the name?
Kaden Carter?
Right, Kaden Carter. Yes, there you go. Flobito.
Thing of the week.
Kaden Carter.
We gotta
mention
Flobo.
That would be interesting. Kaden Carter, too, would be interesting.
Yeah.
She's kind of in that space.
You see, the thing is, right now, they're trying to push so many of these women, you know, separately. So, and they're trying to place them in different feuds now leading up to the next, you know, the WrestleMania takeover. Now I think we're set for Portland pretty much. But there's a lot of women. Dakota Kai. I mean, you have Tegan that's being pushed. I think there's a lot of being pushed right now. So I think maybe leaving off Casey for a little bit until maybe after WrestleMania and start pushing her from the start and some of the other ones they're trying to make it. And yeah, because you can't push everyone at the same time.
Right.
Not everyone's going to get over. So
totally get that. I get that perspective, and you know, it's kind of like a chess game it's like a long term strategy chess game where they're like, okay, if we debut someone this time and then have this person come up, you know, how are we switching things around? So it is like a difficult game to.
It's a good
play.
Problem to have. It's just
a
bad time of the year.
And there's amazing women.
Bad time of the year.
Yeah, there's amazing women to showcase, so it's going to be great, and they'll all figure it out.
Yes,
hopefully.
They're very good at that. Yeah,
hopefully.
So getting to this huge brawl again, the Undisputed Era is like looking for trouble tonight, you know, causing trouble. So Ciampa finally comes out trying to like attack the Undisputed Era. They have this big brawl. They they like it goes down in the ring, and it's just a big old mess. it was just everyone decided to come out. What did you guys think of this this little moment tonight?
Well, kind of like, you know, I said in the beginning, I loved it. I'm a guy that just loves this the chaos. This is fight. Let's go. Let's get it.
It was a brawl.
I loved how Ciampa just in the back, how he just when they were looking for him, how he
truck,
just came
the
out
truck,
and just,
and just like,
started fighting. I was like, yes, like that's what I like to see. I like just the whole aspect of and we can fight anywhere in the arena. Just keep it raw, dirty. Yeah. It's fun that way. I really liked it.
I thought they were going to go to other places at Full Sail University. Yeah. I thought they were like, well, okay, where else can we go?
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, let's see the university. Let's see the facilities.
Right. Give us a tour.
I want a tour. I loved it. So, all right, so we have this other big match. We have Jordan Bevlin, the NXT Cruiserweight Champion, versus Tyler Breeze.
Yes.
This was a surprise matchup for me. You know, I really enjoyed it. But how do we feel about this? You know, Devlin, like, had in this match had a tough time. Tyler Breeze is like going at him. Devlin's hurt, and so he's kind of like feeling the effects of this during the match, and he's kind of playing little dirty schemes with like the posts and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's a lot of like dirty moves that were happening during this match. So what do you think about it when you break it down?
I think so. I'm kind of foreshadowing a little bit for later, so I won't say a whole too much right now. But Well, you know, with Jordan Devlin, man. Okay, so for me, he kind of came out of nowhere for me. I mean, I know he's been doing his thing for a while, but you know, with him taking the title with Garza, I wasn't really happy about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, you know, at that moment, one, that should happen, and then two, it shouldn't necessarily went to him, you know? But I will say this, after giving him a chance and watching him, the guy is aggressive, he's quick, he's talented, and he's good at what he does. So I give him that credit where it's due. And again, going against Tyler Breeze, I mean, he's a veteran of the game. Like they've said, he's crafty. He brought it. You know, I don't think there was ever a point in this match where one person had the advantage too long. You know, it was very back and forth, which I enjoyed.
It felt very balanced and a nice balance back and forth where they both could do like offense and defense.
And their skill sets are both, you know, very stacked, and they really showed it. They really showcased what they can do. They complemented each other. I think those styles, you know, as we've mentioned before, Breeze, man, he's very good. He can go with anyone. I think, too, it looked great for Jordan. You know, it was a good match for him, especially being the new champion. So.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that unlike the other guys, gals or girls, that they're pairing, they're, you know, like one, they're putting one over the other, you know, and one's not on the same level. I think this was a perfect matchup because Breeze can work with most people on this roster.
Yeah.
And he can put over guys. He doesn't need to go over. So this is a good guy to not only to learn from, but put a quality match with, and someone that will make you look good. I think Breeze will make a lot of people look good, and I thought that was the right guy to put him for tonight, you know, to have Devlin kind of showcase his skills and be able to go over and have Breeze there, who's still over himself. You know, it's not like he's totally like some jobber or anything.
Yeah.
So I just think that's the kind of guy you got to put him with. I wish they didn't push him that quick, Devlin. At this point, he shouldn't have taken that title off of Garza.
Right.
That was too quick. But if they're going to make that move, you know, let's see him push then. Go ahead with it.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed the, like you said, the contrasting styles. And I feel like they both complemented each other really well tonight. And it was really entertaining to watch. So
yeah, absolutely.
There was some chops and some drop kicks that I was like, ooh, those look like they hurt.
Super kicks to the face.
Super kicks to the face, you know, pretty epic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, so, okay, so this wasn't quite a match, but we had this confrontation between Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, and then we had this big entrance with Charlotte popping into NXT.
Woo!
She did the NXT woo!
Right.
So, again, Charlotte shows up looking to cause some trouble, you know, saying that Rhea has overlooked Bianca for this challenge to the title. And then Rhea comes out kind of defending Bianca and is like to Charlotte, do not disrespect us in our house. And I feel like that was a powerful message, the we are NXT message. So what do you guys think of this? And then they did the huge, you know, huge drop to Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, for one, I think it's awesome having Charlotte back in NXT. That's a big deal on its own. But I do find it interesting that Ripley did defend Bianca, yeah. And I guess that shows that unity in the NXT brand. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have three phenomenal athletes. That's just yeah. I get excited to see them in the ring, and then that little taste we had watching them at the Rumble with Bianca and Flair.
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome, super awesome. And I'm actually really happy about this because I will be honest, when Flair won the Rumble, I was pissed. I was like, really?
Yeah, me too.
I was like, really? I was like, are we going to see? We were just talking about. I was like, are we going to see Becky and Flair again? Yeah. I was like, are we going to do this again? Like,
well, what's interesting is you're getting the trifecta of athletes right here. You have three amazing athletes that are all in different points in their careers and in their storylines.
True.
We're going to get a Bianca and Rhea Ripley match. You know, we're looking forward to that. But it's interesting how they're going to work in Charlotte.
I say we take this to Mania as a triple threat match. Let's do all three at Mania. Let's do that. Yes, let's do it. And then I say we bring in Baszler with Becky at Mania. Baszler, because I've been wanting to see that, and I'm pissed she didn't win the Rumble.
Yeah, Baszler and
but you're not, they're not going to put in Bianca in that match. It's going to be a one-on-one. There's no way they're going to... They're not going to... Listen, they've been pushing her, but she's not that over for them to put her in a triple threat at Mania with Charlotte.
I think it's possible, man.
No, you're going to have the one-on-one Charlotte and Ripley, kind of the two towers colliding in that sense. Because I just think – I don't think they're – surprise me, but I don't think Bianca is their pick to go into Mania in a triple threat match. I don't think they're –
The potential is
sure. She's got potential for sure to be a champion. She, on that roster.
Well, I'm not saying even necessarily if she won. I'm just saying just that potential of her as a star, as someone people love in NXT.
No question.
I think she'll work her way up. But
no question. But not at WrestleMania.
Not
they're not going to put her in that match. No.
All right. So we have one really big match. One surprise match, the six-man tag team match that happened at the end of the evening, the Bruiserweights, and then Ciampa got in there against Undisputed Era, and this turned into a crazy, again, another crazy brawl, a great showcase, building this story, but then we had the biggest reveal of the night, Velveteen Dream.
Boom.
The Returns. Man of my dreams is back. What do you guys think about this? Really quickly, what do you guys think about this?
We got like 4 minutes.
We have four minutes. We got some time. Velveteen Dream.
It's
a new look. He has a new look, a new style, kind of a whole new aura about him. Are you guys excited?
I think it's awesome. I think having Velveteen Dream back is obviously something. It's fresh. It's new.
Yeah.
He's obviously over like crazy. People love him. And I think it's going to change up that mix now. And I think we're seeing, like I said, that shift of that Undisputed Era, that whole team. It's time to get rid of it. And I think this is that way of showing it's slowly kind of happening. We already had Strong lose a title. We're going to see the tag team titles change hands pretty soon.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully next it's Cole, because I'm rooting for Ciampa, and I say Ciampa take that
Ciampa
dang title.
Ciampa has been doing so well.
That's little by little chop away, and this group goes away.
Yeah, and Adam Cole did the whole spray paint on Ciampa, and it was just like, it was so symbolic, and I think they're going to continue this momentum.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, aside from all that stuff, after the match itself, of course, was great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have Riddle, you have Ciampa, the stars in there just battling
it's
out.
So emotional.
Right. It was very emotional. There was just a lot of same thing. Top talent going at it, telling that story during that match, back and forth, good guys versus the bad guys. I think
it's a classic story.
Right.
They're putting all the perfect elements together to make a perfect story, to make a perfect lead up to TakeOver.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's my opinion. Jim? I know you probably think differently.
What are you laughing about, Jim?
Man?
What are you laughing about,
dude? You're going to pull the rug quickly, on me again? Let's do quickly our punk rock pin of the night.
Yes, yes. What's going on, guys? David, Punk Rock Christopher here with your punk rock pin of the night. So this week I am picking Jordan Devlin versus Tyler Breeze. And I'm picking that because I feel these are two athletes. One, you have this veteran who's been in the game for a long time. With Tyler Breeze, skill set is awesome. He can definitely showcase and help get anyone over, but he told a great story in the match. We have this new, young, hungry champion, Jordan Devlin, came in here with something to prove, and he did. Again, skill set phenomenal, very fast paced, aggressive, in your face, took it to Breeze. The match itself was just awesome. It went for quite a while, so respect to the cardio in that. But again, it was very entertaining, kept the pace up, back and forth. Obviously, by the end of the night, we have Jordan Devlin taking the pin, getting the win. But again, no discredit to Tyler Breeze. Put up a great fight, great performance by both athletes. So that is this week's Punk Rock Pin of the Night.
Awesome. Thank you well so fun. Much. So that's pretty much our show tonight. We're, you know, on the road to TakeOver, on the road to WrestleMania. We're going to have so much happening the next few weeks. So please continue to join us. Jim, where can we find you? People can find you.
Well, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be taking over to AEW after the show.
Traitor!
Yeah, no, no. They need some influx of... The Jim Alexander.
There needs a Jim in there, man.
That's where you can find me, at The Jim Alexander, realtalker.com. That's R-E-E-L, talker.com.
Awesome. Where can people can find you?
And you can find me every Wednesday here, of course, AfterBuzz TV NXT panel. You can find me on Instagram at David_Christopher_official or on Fit TV Network. Make sure you guys check it out, guys.
Awesome. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller. I appreciate you watching our NXT After Show. Thank you for joining us. Buzz ya later.
Good night, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.